Learning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
You are on BFM. Hello, Kirsten. How are you?
I'm good. I'm skronking.
Skronk. I'm ready to skronk this morning. What is skronk?
I actually listened to a thing that told you how to pronounce it, too. He's like, skronk.
Skronk.
So,
okay, practice along in your car, everyone.
Apparently, it's onomatopoeic.
Okay.
So everyone knows what the onomatopoeia is?
Yeah, it's like words that sound like the thing it means.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Like, bang.
Pop.
That's right.
Yeah.
So apparently skronk is, and you're going to hear some.
Ooh. That was a little bit keener than it was meant to be there, but that was a taste of skronk.
A skronk taste.
Should we talk about it and play it, or play it and talk about it?
Well, let's listen to a little. It's going to wake you up.
Skronk.
Yes. Okay, I love this.
Yeah. Because it sounds like how you play the sax.
It does sound like how I play the sax.
So you can hear the onomatopoeia.
That's the skronk right there.
Skronk. So this is not a joke. Skronk is sort of post-punk, art punk, jazz, free jazz, experimental.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're doing it on purpose to just, like, deconstruct.
I mean, I'm not joking when I say I love it as well. People who listen to this show regularly will know I do have a special place in my heart for dodgy-sounding saxophone.
Like, oh!
Quite particularly.
It's supposed to be discordant and grating, so let us know if it's actually having the correct effect.
It's also undeniably quite groovy, though.
So it's like a, I guess not a genre, it's like a style, a technique that people use. It's also a scene. You know, there'll be skronk sort of eventy gigs, clubs. And this is quite old. This one's 1982, so it's something.
I was going to say, is there a timestamp for this period, or is it still, are people still skronking today? What's the?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So
skronking all day long.
I just skronked yesterday. I mean, so like it's a thing you can do. I don't know if it was a scene then or even had a name, but yeah, some of the other ones that we're going to play are a little more recent. So there are people like doing it. There's skronk playlists.
Someone says, this sounds like Angry Geese.
Yes, I can hear that.
Western Springs Park.
It's supposed to be, can we swear on the air?
Depends how sweary, but.
Well, I'll do the euphemism version. It's supposed to be ugly and poopy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can probably say that.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but okay, I was going to say the other word, but.
So this is Blurt that we're listening to. Who's Blurt?
They're a post-punk, no-wave, art-punk, jazz rock band. And here's the descriptor. You know how they have those descriptors? How do you describe this music?
Yeah.
You feel it? Rhythmic, cryptic, dissonant, noisy, raw, and repetitive.
Okay.
Yeah, that checks out.
It's like, that's the same as my Tinder review. Noisy and repetitive. I don't know if they do reviews on Tinder. I just said that.
God, I hope they don't. So, this to me sounds very New York, but I don't actually know where Blurt are from. Is there a site specificness to skronk?
Well, there has been when there's different spaces that decide to do it, like LA or New York, and have certain scenes. Then you get, you know, the people that play in all the bands, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, these guys are English. From Gloucestershire.
But yeah, we're going to have LA punk scenes and New York scenes in our other tracks.
So this, I mean, I think the reason why I said it sounds very New York is because it's reminding me of bands like ESG and that kind of like post-disco, post-punk thing that, oh, sorry, distracted by that saxophone.
by that skronk.
By that skronkin.
Now, a lot of it is, improv's a big part of it, so I think the live scene is like a big part of it too. You want to see it live. Because there might be different skronks.
Different skronks when it's live.
Different ducks. This will wake you up though.
Oh yeah.
I think it's good morning music. All my hackles are prickling. Yeah, another person said, because this is responding to your question before, it's beyond time. You know, it's not fixed in a time that's speaking for like an era.
Yeah.
It's a... So it's the Silver Daggers, Joy. So this was part of an LA punk experimental scene around a venue called The Smell.
The Smell.
The Smell.
The smell is quite famous.
Is it?
It's a famous smell.
Yeah, so this is part of the smell scene.
Reading up about this band just like now, they're all sort of art school nerds, which checks out as well.
Yeah, that's their excuse. Like, no, it's supposed to be like that.
Shh, don't come for my whole entire degree like that.
I meant to do that. Yeah, it's supposed to be discordant.
Yeah, everyone's waking up now. So this is actually quite like, and I mean, we just played something from 1982. This is from like
2007.
Yeah. And again, it couldn't have necessarily told you when it came from. I would have maybe guessed earlier. I think because I'm associating the sound with like that 80s post-punk scene.
But yeah, if someone even said it was from the early 60s, part of you would say, okay, I guess there could have been a fringe. So the other onomatopoeia, it's the lowest note on the saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
And someone else said there was also a wrestler that made a skronk noise, and it was part of his, you know...
Did he bring a saxophone into the thing?
No, he would say skronk, like, as part of his thing. Because this experimental artist was going to use the technique, the style, the name, and he had to look it up. But one of them was a wrestler called The Ultimate Warrior. It's his catchphrase.
This would be crazy to see live, though, eh?
I don't know if people on the motorway should be listening.
Someone says, Grizzy says, Captain Beefheart album Trout Mask Replica sounds like this cray-cray poop.
Cray-cray poop.
All right.
Someone else says, no joke, this is making my stomach hurt. Sorry. Well, we're about to move on to our third song, so maybe that one will be more mellow for you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, here we go. Oh, no.
That's almost a tuneful bit of saxophone there.
This is James Chance. He is he's the sax player. 2013.
Someone reckons Spacesuit was probably New Zealand's best skronkers.
Oh, wow. New Zealand's best skronkers. You'd have the t-shirt.
We can skronk with the best of them, Kirsten. Someone else says they enjoy the skronk interjections in Sugar Bag by Solid Gold Hell. Perubu as well, getting some flavours of. And sounds very no wave. I think that's where... It all sort of circles back to, eh?
And it sounds like intermediate school orchestras, but...
but intentional.
You can hear this all around Auckland right now.
I'm into this. I love it. I'm sold.
Wow, I am impressed, you guys. I did not know if people would like it.
I think it's great.
I mean, some people definitely don't.
Oh, yeah.
So James Chance and the Contortionists. And left to dry. When was this one released?
2013.
Oh, the reissues.
Oh, yeah. And apparently he played in a lot of bands. So this is New York.
This is
New York skronk.
New York skronk.
If you want to, you know, sort of investigate the permutations of the scenes.
Someone also reckons maybe The Puddle would be another excellent bit of skronk from Aotearoa. And we're getting some Hunters and Collectors skronking in 1982 and Talking to a Stranger. That's like appropriating skronk for pop music, maybe.
Yeah. I can see like devolving into skronk at the end of a track.
Devolving into skronk.
You know, like, let's just go.
Let's skronk.
Who's that orca?
So, like, we often talk about what's genre, what's a ring around a thing, what even is that mean? Do people talk about being a skronk band, or is it a sound that's attributed to the music we're listening to?
I think it's attributed to the, like, improv-y-ness.
Yeah.
But it does carry this post-punkness. It's not just improv, because there's lots of kinds of improv.
So people wouldn't necessarily say, oh, we're a skronk band. They would be like, oh, we're a post-punk, no way, blah, blah, blah.
No, but I think they might...
Some skronky saxophone.
Yeah, if they're invited to a skronk event, then they might click, oh, wait a minute.
Maybe like, we are a skronk band. Yeah,
you know how a lot of bands are like, we have no genre.
Someone says, I love the bit of skronk in the Simpsons intro.
Yes, Lisa Simpson, ultimate skronker.
Take your eyes and I'll play your bones. What a line to leave us with this morning, Kirsten.
So apparently you can also use it to mean grit. Like, apparently Justin Bieber has no skronk.
Oh. But
the person that has skronk is the one you ask where the party is.
Okay. I see.
So like funk, you know, can be that way too.
Where's the skronk at? Nice. Thank you for bringing us
no
that.
No skronk.
Yeah.
Lovely skronky bit of saxophone
Woo!
This morning,
Awake
Kirsten.
Now.
Where are we going to go next week?
Okay. Epic.
Epic.
Epic. Epic.
I'm expecting big things.
Oh, it is big. Big.
Big. Big.
Big, big and epic.
We'll see you next week.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.